and put some wow in your summer. Visit one of the Greater Montgomery YMCAs anytime or on the web at ymcamontgomery.org.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's now at least 48 people killed in a wildfire in Northern California. National Guard troops are joining search teams looking for more remains. About 7,700 homes are destroyed.
With many shelters filled to capacity, some evacuees are building tent cities wherever they can find space.
It's been hard adapting to not living in my own house, not coming home every day to my house.
Even more people are under evacuation orders in Southern California because of the Woolsey and Hill fires.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. An Air Force jet crashed in southern Texas.
The T-38 training jet went down early Tuesday night at Lackland Air Force Base near Del Rio, killing the pilot and injuring another. The injured pilot taken to a nearby hospital, his condition unknown, the cause of the crash under investigation. Last year, a pilot instructor was killed when the same type of jet crashed a few miles from the base.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Florida Department of Education, we know voting is hard. That's why we're educating the next generation of voters in primary colors.
Red!
Blue!
Red!
Yellow!
Civic responsibility.
The purple band suck.
They're all Democrats suck.
And of course, math.
1 + 2 = 17.
No, it's 12.
Because counting is important.
Counting and recounting and counting again.
At the Florida Department of Education, we're securing the future of the Florida vote. Yes, well put. The Florida Department of Education.
Florida Department of Education. You can count on us.
Big wedding day will soon be here, and everyone is all excited. How do you feel, Greg Budell?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
And Jay Scott, do you have any advice for fiancé? Perhaps something he should never say to Emily if they get into a disagreement.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberry.
And Emily Hayes. How are you holding up?
And I've gone flipping mental. I've lost it.
Well, hang in there. I also understand you've moved your wedding gift registry to the internet. What's the address?
I like bourbon. Yeah.
And Bailey, the Wonder Doll. Do you have any advice for Emily's pre-wedding nerves?
Damn, girl! You need to chill out!
And Rich Thomas. What advice do you have for fiancé and Emily as their wedding day draws near?
The Electric Fence.
That's good advice. Any more advice out there?
Don't stick your tongue on a pool. You'll get stuck.
That is so true.
Correctamundo.
Now, my advice to you is stand by for three men and a lady.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
We did not mean to convey a negative image of marriage, because marriage is
bad.
No. No, 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 no. It's happy. I'm Greg, J. Scott.
Great Scott.
Emily Hayes on the way. And, of course, the... at his position.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Once again, a depressing story that I have to tell for you today. It's very dismal, and it is hurting all of our demeanor. Certainly,
I'm a lot demeanor today, huh, Bailey?
periods of rain. I know, dog. That's it. Leave Daddy's pants alone there. Cold day today with a high around 49. North breeze 6 to 13 miles per hour adds insult to injury. Tonight, more rain tapering off late tonight. Overnight low 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and cold with a high around 45. I think we may see some sunshine filtering back during the afternoon, but these are tough to read, these situations. But it's possible. Certainly Thursday night, mostly clear, colder. With widespread frost late after midnight. Low temperature by dawn Friday morning, 31. That would be the first freeze of the season. Nice Friday, lots of sun, 57. Saturday and Sunday look spectacular. Chilly in the morning, but sunshine and beautiful. Highs in the middle 60s, maybe even upper 60s by Sunday. So don't slit your wrist. This morning, it's cloudy. Northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. Light rain. Temperature is 46 at 611.
Okay, over there.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Now, since I've always been a pretty honest radio guy, I share my flaws as well as whatever I feel like I've done right. Mm-hmm. And I've never really hidden the fact that I smoke cigarettes. This morning, and I had heard nothing about this until today, apparently the FDA wants to ban menthol cigarettes. And I don't get it. I mean...
They're supposed to be worse for your lungs. Menthol is worse for your lungs.
Well, okay, I mean, I'm not saying any cigarette smoke is good for your lungs.
Yeah.
But,
they're saying it's more harmful.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a minute. I've never, first of all...
Today it's more harmful. 5 years from now. Hey, it's good for you.
Yeah, it's, it adds years to your life.
Yeah, right. So, I went to go to the link on the story, and now it's gone. Oh. I think, first of all, I don't like the idea that they're... I don't like the word ban, period. It's a fascist word. That's when your betters are deciding what you can and can't do. It's been around for a long time. And, you know, I've seen numbers. Yeah, a lot of people have illnesses connected to smoking. Not just lung cancer, but other things too. Emphysema, other, you know, none of it's good. But I could make the case very easily that the ravages of alcohol cause far more widespread damage. And I'm not talking just about on the highways, but in other ways as well. So, but they would never attempt to do that because it's fashionable to, you know, restrict smokers or condemn smokers. We already are social lepers anyway. Than it is to tell everybody, no, you can't have beer because it's bad for you.
Are you sick and tired of the government trying to take every great thing away from us Americans?
Yes.
First they took the McRib off the menu, then they took Tonya Harden off Dancing with the Stars, and now they want to take away our menthol cigarettes? Yeah, right, over my soon-to-be dead body. Menthol's got me through 2.5 marriages and 5 pregnancies. That's why I need you to join me at mentholforamericans.com. Stand up for your right to blacken your lungs and leather your face. It was either Gandhi or Dale Earnhardt Jr. that once said, be the change you wish to see in the world, and that's what the hell I intend to do. Join me at mentholforamericans.com to stay alive with pleasure. Well, as long as you can.
Y'all know that, I've worked very hard to stay away from all the things that were killing me, but this is the toughest addiction of all. I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying, stop with the bans. I just think it's... Or they'll raise taxes, you know, one or the other. You want to smoke menthol? Here, it's $80 a pack. And I don't know how many convenience stores I'd have to knock off a week to be able to keep up my habit, but it could get very costly for getting Chad on the phone, you know, hey, bail me out again. Hey, here's a holiday gift idea. The gift of sight. Add it to your wish list. Why not? If you've been dealing with glasses and contacts, I can think of a better gift to give someone you love or yourself than LASIK or another vision correction procedure, because there are other surgical options as well at Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road, you'll work with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technologies and techniques. That's Dr. Swan. And should, in fact, if you go to onlinemep.com, Dr. Swan has a great video there that gets into detail on what's involved with LASIK. Basically, they've been able to improve the result, reduce the downtime, and give people the miracle of being able to open their eyes and see with HD vision again. If you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on the Montgomery Eye Physicians website to find how much you could save on an elective vision procedure. Or for more information, jot this number down, 271-3804, 271-3804, or visit online, onlinemep.com, from lenses to LASIK and all in between. A very happy holiday from the team at Montgomery Eye Physicians. 617, we've got local news, and then we're back on our most electrifying story of the day. It's not even the banning of menthol cigarettes. My goodness, what could it be?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Wetumpka Police held a town hall meeting last night to hear questions and concerns from the community. The department is working to get new dash cameras and improve its deployment of body cameras on officers. They're also looking at publishing crime stats on the city's website. Montgomery police need your help finding a murder suspect. Police are searching for Christopher Dotson. He's wanted in the murder of Adam Jordan last Friday. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Montgomery Public School Board held its first meeting since the election. Last night's meeting was the final meeting for members Melissa Snowden, Larry Lee, Eleanor Dawkins, and Robert Porterfield. New board members will be sworn in December 4th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Well, it is Wednesday. We're so glad that you're with us. It's midweek. It's what day?
Hump day. Middle of the week.
It's been that kind of week, but hey, TGI Hump Day, huh?
Put me on the air.
Yeah. Put me on the air.
Start stinking up the airwaves.
That's not true.
It's like my favorite show.
And welcome to the show.
It's showtime, baby. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Rusty, by the way, going to join us on Happy Hour this afternoon. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this story?
I'm not ready.
I'm ready.
Every time you say, are you ready for this, all I can hear is that song that... from the 90s. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
From,
I'm ready now.
From Jock Jams?
I don't know that song, but we did get ready yesterday.
Okay.
Didn't we?
Yes. All right. Brace yourselves.
All right.
Netflix is canceling the Tony Danza, Josh Groban series, The Good Cop. I knew that would go over badly with some people. No, I'm just kidding. That's not it. This is electrifying.
I didn't know that was a show.
The Beatles' 50th anniversary of the White Album.
Just released the 50th anniversary deluxe edition of the Beatles' White Album. Like you've never heard it before.
Back in the USSR.
Didn't they already do that?
No, that was remastered. This is remixed.
What's the difference?
Well, they turned one thing up and they turned another thing down, so it sounds like this.
Sounds the same.
Don't be silly. It's totally different. Here's what Ringo Starr has to say about the new collection.
I'm having more fun listening to this than I did actually making the record. You know, I walked out on the group.
And Sir Paul McCartney rang to say this.
Paul McCartney? Just curious. Will the money from this go directly in my account, or will I have to go down to the bank and cash a check? Let me know.
The 50th anniversary deluxe edition of the Beatles' White Album. Buy it again today. Yeah.
I think Ringo went back in and fixed a few things from the White Album.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks. And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit, playing me drums. While the real talent writes me a hit song, playing me drums. Peace and love. Oh, you're almost done in the other room then.
So you, Mr. High Tech, if it's 4K, I got to have 6K. No. If it's 6K, I got to have 10.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to get this?
I'm going to pass on this, but you've heard too many times since you've known me in 3 years my story about it. I'm not going to retell the whole thing about how many times I paid Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
For Band on the Run, as an example. How many times I paid Paul for the same piece of work?
The one, when they did the remaster, that was, what, about 10, 12 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
The new version of Let It Be was sensational. They just added a lot of new guitar work to it. It was amazing. That, to me, was like an upgrade. But I don't know about this. I think it's just another way to repackage.
It is. It's
not that it's the Beatles are never the same old thing, but really,
Beatleholics will have to have it. I guess I'm not quite there because I'm not going to buy this one.
Well, I mean, I kind of feel like it's just they need to do something for the 50th anniversary, and this is their.
But it's a brilliant album. I don't know if you like it or not.
Oh yeah,
it's a brilliant album.
How about sending out a dividend to everybody that's ever bought a Beatle product? You know, I mean, that's a nice way to celebrate something, huh?
Here's a coupon for so much off the new thing.
I didn't put it on the timeline, but yesterday was the anniversary of the date that the Beatles got the Beatles website. Now, I wonder if somebody had that and they had to pay them off. You know what I mean?
I bet they did. I bet when domain names started going up, somebody said, people would just snag that stuff.
Oh, it's available. It's available.
Yeah. Are you feeling poorly?
I feel with my hands.
special guest star, Rich Thomas, playing the role of Sonny Fox today.
I'll tell you what.
At 6:23, yesterday was a weird day on the markets. Will it happen again today? Whatever the result, I know, it's not good. Tune in this afternoon around 5:10. Brett McDonald will join us and make sense out of it. And if you don't have a financial plan, one way to feel better about yourself is to become more managerial about your money. Feel like you have a direction for it, that you're saving or planning for something down the road. Makes a big difference. You can make that appointment to talk to Brent and meet the brain trust at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management by calling 387-0094. They also have an insurance expert in-house for those of you who own businesses to make sure you have adequate coverage in case of whatever, fire, theft, and anything else. Just make sure you got yourself an umbrella that will work. Just in case, 387-0094. At 6:24, I'm going to go down and smell. See if the rain smells like menthol this morning. And if it does, I'm going to tilt my head back and let it fall into my mouth for about 3 minutes. We have our first look at the roads of Mr. Waka Waka. And then Rich has the timeline for the 14th of November next.
A good Wednesday morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Guess what? It's raining again. Wet roads, nasty conditions to drive in this morning. You ought to be used to it by now, but it's never fun. Everything's okay on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s. Everything's good so far. Go to ReinhartToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop from home. Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Thanksgiving, right around the corner, and this pilgrim is feeling pretty proud.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Marguerite's is your personal jeweler. Marguerite's is a real professional jewelry store. We've been in this business for over 50 years. We've traveled worldwide. We've had factories worldwide. We've consulted with jewelers worldwide. And we've designed and marketed all throughout the world. Marguerite, Benji, and Lyle bring a unique ability to Marguerite's, and it's going to transcend into your jewelry. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the highest quality, the best design, and at the best money. Located in the Peppertree Shopping Center.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All we have to do is stay awake until 9:30.
All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I need to figure out how to fit my family into one room.
for Thanksgiving. And the best place to get your food right now at 6:30 with the timeline. For the 14th of November, here's your resumption.
318th day of the year, 47 days remain. It's International Girls Day today.
Oh, yay!
Yay, girls!
Yay! You excited, ladies?
Yes.
It's International Selfie Day. Hold on.
We should all take a selfie today.
We don't take enough pictures together.
We truly don't.
See, there's a story that a lot of, that one of Stanley's buddies or somebody he worked with was really ticked off that celebrities did nothing but post selfies with Stan Lee because they said they made it all about themselves. Who does that remind you of?
For the most part, that's what you would do. I mean, if I had a picture of me with Stan Lee, I totally would have posted it on that
day.
All
my friends that met him posted their pictures with him from like Comic Con and stuff.
Yeah. I'm above that. That's just not my stuff.
It's National Teddy Bear Day.
Oh.
I had a teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
You have a name?
My mom called it Stinky. I won't tell you why. It's National Pickle Day, and it's Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day.
Damn it.
1851 on this date, 167 years ago, Moby Dick, novel by Herman Melville, about the voyage of the whaling ship, published by Harper Brothers in New York. Call Me Ishmael. Initially, it was one of the most famous opening lines in fiction. 1908, Albert Einstein presents his quantum theory of light. The most important day in the history of physics ever. You know the speed of light?
Equals E equals MC squared.
Right, and you know what the speed of light is?
164,000 miles per hour.
186,000 miles
only
per
missed
hour.
Only by 24.
That's right.
You tried, and that's what matters.
1910, the first airplane takes off from a flight deck of a ship. 1910.
That's that was
amazing. We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
The BBC, or as they call it over there, lovingly, the Beeb, began broadcasting from London in 1922.
I used to listen. I've never heard that.
That Beeb, yeah. I used to listen to it on shortwave radio. You were not a shortwave guy, were
no,
you?
I didn't have that. My Uncle Billy did, and he tried to teach me. Like any other equipment, it was over my head.
Listen to radios from around the world. 1941, Cary Grant, over here, stars in the Hitchcock Suspicion. Hitchcock Suspicion is the name of the movie. It's a romantic thriller starring Cary Grant and Joan Fontaine. 58 years ago in 1960, Ray Charles, Georgia, On My Mind hits number one. It's about a girl, not about the state, but the state made it their state song, and it makes sense. 1969, Apollo 12 lifts off. 1970, perhaps the most tragic day in college sports history. A jet carrying the Marshall University football team clips a stand of trees, crashes into a hillside 2 miles from the Tri-State Airport in West Virginia. Team returning from a loss in Carolina. 37 members of the team, along with the coach, all of its doctors, the athletic director, 25 team boosters, some of Huntington's most prominent people were on that plane. Also on that day, in 1970, Dow Jones Industrial Average closes above 1,000 for the first time. That sounds funny.
I don't remember that, but I remember the day it broke, too, because I was driving to the airport when they interrupted with this bulletin.
Right. Wow, the Dow's.
I didn't really know what it meant, but it sounded impressive.
It used to be the Dow's up 8 points today. You know, that was a big deal. Now it could go 600 up and then 500 down.
The other day I was watching an Andy Griffith episode where Barney had like half a share of some stock.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the Wall Street Journal like, I really understand this. And I got to diversify. What an idiot. What a fascist.
Our song of the day goes all the way back to our bicentennial year, 1976. So makes it 42 years old. The follow-up hit from the big hit in 75, I'm Not in Love. This one is very different, though. Reached top five during the holidays 41 years ago, shortly before the British band broke up. Oh, those crazy, crazy, crazy things that we do for love. 10cc.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea. You lay your bets and then you pay the price. The things we
through a baptism pool, repainting a Corvette.
How different is this than "It's I'm Not in Love"? I mean, just it's like the same group, really. 25 years ago, 1993, Puerto Rico voted against becoming the 51st U.S. state. No, they wanted to just keep getting the money and the protection, but not be a state.
Smart, actually.
Well, okay.
Because their tax obligation would be rather serious if they became a state. The federal government is, you know, basically takes care of their infrastructure and stuff.
So they're getting all the benefits.
They're getting all the benefits without any of the responsibility.
1993, Miami Dolphins coach Don Shula picked up his 325th win, earned him an NFL record. Still holds the record, 347. 2001, the Bernie Mac show appeared and ran for 5 seasons. Birthdays, Kurt Schilling and his stained sock is 52. Remember that?
You ought to read his, or actually listen to his blog. I'll find it and send it to you about his departure from the Red Sox. Yeah. Great inside baseball storytelling about what really happens, you know, no matter how much the money and everything else. One of my favorite lines in it was, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's nice to know that the boss thinks you do a good job. And he said that didn't happen for him.
Yeah.
Even though he pitched through a serious wound.
He's making a lot of money, though, too. Condoleezza Rice, sounds like a type of food, is 64.
James, how did you like that rice? Creamy al dente or Condoleezza? No.
James Young is 69, a guitarist from the rock group Styx.
No, who?
Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, that's right. Prince Charles has never been in a rock band. He's 70 today, the big 70.
Oh, wow.
Bonnie Prince Charles, the big 70.
Still waiting.
Still waiting.
Boy, there's a long line there.
The old lady just doesn't seem to want to kick.
The long line. McLean Stevenson, who was Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on MASH, died in 1996, would have had a birthday today.
Great guy, by the way. Absolutely one of the best guests I've ever had in the studio. He and my mother talked on the phone for 15 minutes, like they knew each other a lifetime. It was hilarious.
We've often told this story, but for those of you listening who have never heard it, it's worth one more time. The day that they killed him off on MASH, they didn't tell the cast. In other words, they delivered that script moments before they said action. So the emotions you saw were real emotions.
Yeah, and that was a brilliant piece of directing there.
Yeah. 8 days we are till Thanksgiving, 10 days till the Iron Bowl, 41 days till Christmas, 47 days till New Year's Eve. The RRRRW is just 72 days away. And MLB pitchers and catchers report in just 90 days. Then everything will be right with the world again. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. We need the abridged version at the moment.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
The abridged version is rainy, cold, sucky today.
is that a meteorological term?
Becoming
sucky?
Partly sucky late tonight.
Rhinorrhea.
Overnight low 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, cold, 45. There could be some sunshine in the afternoon. Thursday night, mostly clear, cold, widespread frost after midnight, overnight low temperature. First freeze in the morning, 31 by dawn Friday. Nice Friday, lots of sun, 57. Saturday and Sunday, nearly perfect after a chilly morning. Sunshine, beautiful, highs in the 60s, maybe even upper 60s by Sunday. Right now, cloudy, northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. Light rain falling, temperature 46 at 6:39.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime!
All right, we are waiting to connect with Rising, the Alabama News Network. How's my hair? How's the mustache color good?
Yes. He just had that one little wing yesterday.
Brighten your mornings. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. Now, no matter how hard or smart you think you are, the people you work with can still get the wrong idea and think you're dumb or lazy. Dumb.
Yeah, according to research, these four things can make you look dumb at work: using emojis in your emails, telling inappropriate jokes, using profanity, and never asking for advice.
Oh, that's a mouthful there. I want to bring in our friends for the new show at morning, at, well, News Talk 93.1 this morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey, did you hear the one about the weatherman and the sidekick?
Which one was that?
Oh, wait a minute. No, that I better not tell that one during this segment. That would be inappropriate.
That's an inappropriate joke. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't need any tips on how to do dumb things at work, okay? Yeah. I really don't. I'm here in Montgomery maybe a month. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find myself a car. I had borrowed one of our radio station vehicles. And I woke up around 2 in the morning to go outside and see the beautiful sky. But what I didn't see was our station vehicle in the driveway. So think about that. You're in a job for a month, and your first major accomplishment is having one of your station vehicles stolen.
Oh, no. No, that's not good.
No, that's not good. That doesn't come on the list here.
It wasn't covered on this list.
You'll hear profanity here. From
but you know
everybody.
What? Really, in any building where there's a possibility of a live mic, it's not a good idea to use anything.
Always treat every mic like it's live and on the air.
Well, we got seven stations in our complex here, and if you have a temper tantrum at the copy machine and explode with something inappropriate, it could accidentally go out on somebody else's
show.
I'm
very aware of this too, and everyone likes to.
You know bad words?
Yeah, I know, because I always say, like.
How many of you viewing think that this woman is capable of knowing any naughty language? Count me there.
I know some doozies, let me tell you.
The innocence oozes.
But no, like I say poopy chickens and goodness gracious and great balls of fire and stuff like that. And the boss will hear me because my office is down from his, and he's like, you know, it's okay if you want to just let your frustration out.
Bandy, you heard stronger words than that this morning, didn't you, from Daddy, huh?
we had to use the delay on Bailey once.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
very, very inappropriate.
Bailey, watch your mouth.
Yeah.
How about you, Jay?
I've never had any run-in with any situation like that whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm completely lying, but no, never.
Jay uses emojis in his email.
There's certain emojis. Yeah, they have emojis for everything these days, including some unpleasant things. Yeah. That, you know.
Oh, there's a lot more emojis today. Yes.
I don't know that using emojis is good form. Mm-hmm. I don't even like really using them in text and stuff, too, because it just seems like you're not trying. Rather than type out a word, here's a smiley face.
Well, I'll put a smiley face at the end of something, or, if you're laughing so hard you cry face or whatever, but I won't send an email that's just comprised of hieroglyphics.
How about you, Angels?
What about you?
Yeah.
Tell us. Hieroglyphics.
Tell us.
I hate emojis. I can't stand them in text or anywhere. Yeah. I just think that's, type something out, have a conversation with someone.
Right.
My favorite thing we didn't really cover was when people ask you for advice and you give it to them and then they get hurt over it.
So they just do the opposite anyway.
Yeah.
All right, good to know what you didn't want me to do.
Exactly. Yeah. I heard you, but I'm not necessarily taking the advice.
All right, well, we missed the one about giving advice. Somebody got fired once after I gave them advice, and I stopped doing that.
Good job. There you go, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
You want the rest of that story? See us tomorrow.
Yes. What kind of emoji accompanied that email?
Well, on that note, we will hear that story another time, but always good chatting with you guys in the morning.
Likewise.
See you.
Well, that's I made that up.
Oh.
You took dramatic license.
Wait, did you make that up? Now I feel like you're saying that so that you can get out of talking about the story.
You know, think about
it. Do we need to go to break?
Emojis is, you could say something like, You're a completely horrible person, but if you put a smiley face after it, it softens it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true. That way they know you're being facetious.
Have you seen that you can put emojis on your face live? No.
This is this thing that he does.
What?
So downstairs,
no.
we have a text group called the A-Team because we all have to, you know, do certain things downstairs. We cover each other and all this stuff. And so if one of us goes to lunch or has to leave the building, we let the other one know in this group text. And Jay in his fancy pants phone and his, you know, possessed Bitmoji or emoji or something.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like the actual cartoon version of Jay, and it has the mannerisms of Jay and stuff when he moves his head.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
It's creepy! Don't ever send it to me!
How do you do that thing where you can create a caricature of yourself?
That's the Bitmoji. You have to download the Bitmoji keyboard.
Oh.
We can talk about it later.
Okay. Thank you for helping Grandpa understand his
it's
cell
okay.
phone options.
It's
better.
All right, Peepaw. We'll talk about it later.
All right. America. 646. If you are one of those who, you know, I use this word judiciously, but if you were a victim of the recent big pharmaceutical merger and you enjoyed being a Rite Aid customer and you had a relationship with the pharmacist there long term, and now you're just another name in a much bigger pool of patients you really need. I talked to no less than Mommy the Swami about this when months ago, because the pharmacist had retired, and I said, look, if you want somebody that's going to treat you like they've known you for 20 years, go to Adams Drugs and see my guy Lamar. He's great, you know. There's questions about medications or copays or whatever. And by the way, they will fight to get you the lowest possible copay at Adams Drugs. So in a couple of minutes, they can have you all set up at any of the 12 locations, bring your insurance card, they'll transfer your records, and you're ready to go for the best customer service you'll get at any pharmacy anywhere. AdamsDrugs.net for the one door stroke.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Wet, nasty conditions outside, but no accidents, no delays so far. Everything looking really good. The interstate systems are all clear. Don't see anything on the 31s. They're all looking really good so far. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, they're all clear. Taylor Road and Vaughan Road looking good. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop at Goodwill and GNC. Then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. God won't let us hide our sins, but he will forgive us if we come to him. In 1997, Jean Keating was driving drunk when she sideswiped a car on Interstate 5 near Albany, Oregon, causing it to crash and killing the driver. Jean fled to Canada and lived as a fugitive for 15 years until one day in 2013, a Canadian Mountie heard rumors of a woman who'd been bragging in a bar about getting away with manslaughter. Well, Jean was soon arrested and deported. She didn't get away with anything. Psalm 139 reminds us how foolish it is to think we can hide from God. I can never escape your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. Even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. So what if today I confess my sins to God and stop running? God won't let us hide our sins, but he will forgive us if we come to him, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of CenterPoint, centeringlives.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and buddy, here we go. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, Bubba, the holidays are here, and we have fresh crop pecans in at Tucker Pecan. We've got them in the shell, halves, pieces, roasted and salted, fresh crop, candies, chocolates. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We have the easiest shopping available. You call us up, send us a list, we take care of the rest. Your Christmas shopping for your family and friends is done in a hurry. If they don't want pecans or candies, you just need a little gift for your next door neighbor, come on down to Tucker Pecan where we have the best gift selection in town. We have jewelry, we have purses, we have sweaters, we have jams, we have seasonings, we have the Little Bull seasoning. We have all kinds of great things at Tucker Pecan, plus plenty and plenty of Christmas ornaments for to make your tree the best in town, Bubba, the best.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service on Bell Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy for this Wednesday morning. So we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Netflix has canceled the Tony Danza Good Cop show.
Well, the folks with me, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I'm sure that that is a sentiment being shared all over America.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Neither did I.
Are you it's talking Tony, about it like you knew it was a thing?
It's Tony Danza. Come on. He and Sylvester Stallone. Who's got more range as an actor?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, God.
All right, out of the three of them, who's got more range?
I would be Keanu.
There's a shrine to Danny DeVito behind a bathroom wall.
I saw that.
What?
Behind a bathroom wall where? Like, yeah. You have to, it's like a secret panel. You have to move aside, like, this thing, and then there's a hole, and
there's a hole?
Bunch of Danny DeVito stuff in the back of it.
It's a shrine.
This is weird.
I don't care what it is. It's a shrine.
Anyway, this is at a New York, just a college outside of New York City. There's a note saying, leave an offering for our Lord and Savior, Danny DeVito, patron saint of trash men.
Did I tell you about the time I met him?
No. Was it a short visit or?
I was in fourth grade and I was taller than he was. And he was smoking a cigar outside of the Hard Rock in Nashville.
He's outside. There it is.
Oh my gosh.
Fascinating.
Sorry, I don't have good stories like you, Greg.
Well, I've never met Danny DeVito.
Well, a lot to
I don't feel like my life is a metaphorical Swiss cheese because that's a big hole in it. Moving right along, Monica Lewinsky has not always been willing to rehash her affair with Bill Clinton, but she has spilled her guts.
For a book?
For the new A&E series, The Clinton Affair.
Oh, yay, money.
In 1997, after Clinton won re-election, he invited her to a White House radio address. Bill's personal secretary, Betty Curry, brought Monica into the Oval Office, but then she went into another room. Apparently, Betty was there to create the illusion that Bill and Monica weren't alone. Bill gave Monica some gifts, including a really beautiful copy of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. Then they went into the bathroom. And the rest of it. Part two tomorrow on Cheap and Trashy. All right, what else we got here? Anne Hathaway. Listen, what are we always hearing about from Hollywood about a certain president being a sexist and all this? So let me ask you this. When Anne Hathaway celebrates her shared birthday with Ryan Gosling and posts a shirtless photo of him, is that not being sexist?
Well, society hasn't gotten there yet. It's women are allowed to do that.
And we'll touch on it more this afternoon because it involves news. A list of the most trusted and least trusted anchors and people, news personalities. And now a petition demanding Maroon 5 drop out of the Super Bowl has 35,000 signatures.
You're kidding. How do they feel about that?
Right.
Well, they think they should do it to show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. So if you don't show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, guess what? You're toast. They, you know, that's it's stupid. But supposedly Rihanna and Jay-Z turned down the gig to show solidarity with him because Jay-Z, he's had it rough, man. He's only a billionaire. America's been terrible to him. 6:55. What?
He did a really good interview with David Letterman, that special that David Letterman's doing, you know, for my next guest or whatever the name of it is on Netflix. I found Jay-Z's interview with David Letterman very enlightening.
Is David Letterman still wearing that beard?
Yes.
I think he looks... I can't get past that.
He looks like a mountain man.
I can't take him seriously.
No.
I can't look at him.
He's demented.
Yeah.
Not that he isn't.
And I will say that David Letterman tried to goat him into slamming Donald Trump, and Jay-Z took the high road on that.
Good.
So...
Yeah, because it looks like Letterman's grown through his chin. It is 6:56. If you are... Well, actually, we're kind of late in the year. But some people are going to be in for happy, unsurprised, next tax season because they're renters and not homeowners. Mm-hmm. Because they won't have that first mortgage deduction. And that's going to be huge for many people because they've lowered the brackets. It's not going to be. A lot of the usual deductions have been taken to the wayside, so people can have an easier time filling out their tax, but the first mortgage deduction will never go away. Well, my credit's not that great. I don't have a lot to put down. Talk to Morris Capuano. Do yourself a favor. Call Morris at 409-9300. He has now partnered up with Renaissance Bank, so you don't have to deal with those situations if you don't want to. For people with limited down payments or a little sketchy credit here and there, they can work through it. But he can't do anything for you until you call him. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano, the hardest working guy in the mortgage business without question. 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. Maybe we'll see Morris tonight at Baumhauer's after happy hour. We'll be heading there right after the show. 6:57, we got a quick check on traffic. I'm going to go down and see if menthol is falling from the sky.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's still looking real good out there this morning. If you're coming in from Wetumpka on 231 southbound, right as you get to the River Bridge, expect a little bit of a delay right there. Otherwise, everything's looking really good all around the boulevard. 85 is all clear. 65 is all clear. Atlanta Highway looks good. And the rest of the 31s are good. There are 10 things you must do to make sure you get a quality used car. Number one, call Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. They'll take care of the other nine. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama's